This is my first time here. My name is. I'm not going to tell you my name. You call me Nonis. What? What? Okay, this can't be my first time I'm doing this shit. You're going to call me anonymously me. And welcome. Oh, why should I even welcome you? You're still going to listen even if I don't welcome you to my podcast. Did I say my name? I wasn't supposed to say my name. I hope I didn't. Okay, so I've been looking for a space to shout, a space to talk about my stories. I really think, I'm not sure, but I really think I know how to tell stories. I'm not sure, but I think I do. So, yeah. So, do you want to talk about? Okay, let me reflect back to when I was young. Yeah, love life. So my love life started. My love life. Ooh. Okay, it's not really dramatic. I'm just over-exaggerating. Okay, there's no such thing as over-exaggerating. But still, okay. It's my love life started in the first grade. It was like me and my two friends were called Keith and Gabriel. So like Keith and Gabriel. Hope they don't find out. I know they won't listen to this. So Keith and Gabriel, I hope they listen still, but I don't want them to know it's me. But they'll still know. So Keith and Gabriel or my friend, so we used to like, it's not that you flirted with someone and they agreed to be your girlfriend or something. It's just that we used to tag chicks as ours. So like I'd say that chick is mine. So like there was this girl called Christine. Sure you love body. Ooh. No, not Christine, Whitney. Whitney. Christine was the fourth grade one, Whitney. So Whitney was pretty okay. In second grade, there's this chick called Brenda. Me and Keith used to follow her. Like she was the world. It was in second grade. So in first grade, we tagged our chicks. But like then, I don't know if Keith and Gabriel flirted with their chicks and said their chicks were theirs, but then I didn't flirt in any way with Whitney. I was scared. What? I mean, first grade. Like, how am I supposed to do this? Okay, so. So, we used to say that like Whitney is mine, Gabriel is whoever's, and Keith is whoever's. So, Gabriel, this one day Gabriel comes and tells me I was in the washrooms with your chick and I smashed her. What? I swear, I felt bad. I felt so bad, but like then. It wasn't a true story. He just wanted to make me feel bad for nothing. So he comes up to me, he's like, I smashed your chick in the bathrooms. Yeah. I felt like crying and he was laughing. He was literally laughing. And there's nothing you can do. And then he actually explained the story and how it happened. In not in any circumstance. Daisy, Whitney, and Gabriel together. But then, oh, okay. Then later on in life, okay, I lost contact with all my friends from third grade, second grade, and first grade. Since I went to another school, I went to some other place. I went to boarding school. So, like, I lost contact with them. But then, years later, like, when I got to, then I was like, first grade was like 7 years old. When I was 17, I meet Whitney again. Then Whitney had a crush on me. when I'm 17. Oh God, bitch. What? Oh God. 10 years later. You should have told me sooner. Because I was feeling like she should have told me sooner, you know. Oh fuck. Yeah, so that was my first love instance. This is my first episode, my first podcast. You don't know how this thing works. You don't know if there's like an introduction and a finishing. But like, I guess this is how I'm finishing mine. I will tell you my second love story in fourth grade. Stay tuned for the next episode. Am I supposed to say thanks? Who am I even talking to? Who is listening? Who's listening to me? Okay. Yeah. I'm back. I don't know. You wanna hear my second love story? Ooh, my second love story. I saw my second love story is my first love story. 'Cause my first love story was like, it was just by the way. It was just like something very minor. No one felt no one. It was just like she was mine. Yeah, so you remember this girl I ever mentioned called, what was her name? Kristen. I mentioned her by mistake on episode one. So episode two is Kristen's episode. So in the fourth grade, I said in my fourth grade, I went to boarding school. So I went to boarding school in a different town. So I wasn't interested in very many factors. I was just myself. It was just me for myself. So I just wanted to live and survive. I used to suck my finger in before the fourth grade. I used to suck my finger all through my life, and then in fourth grade I stopped sucking my finger because of too many assignments. I didn't have time to suck my finger and do my assignments, so I stopped eventually. So the fourth grade, the first time it was cool. So what happened is we were like three, half of the class in boarding school, and half of the class are just day scholars. So day schoolers. So they, what am I even saying? So there's this girl called Christian, right? That's where we were at. So like in the first term, like she had plaited, you know, straight lines, like lines, school lines. Yeah, she just had plaited lines, and I didn't really see like how beautiful she was. I didn't see it. So we go for midterm holidays and we come back to school. You can't. Oh shit, this chick was pretty. Oh shit, she had braids on. She was like, who? Man, damn. Yo, god damn. That girl was pretty. So we go for that holiday. And then I started having a crush on her. Actually, like, whoa, this chick is pretty. So like, sorry, I had to get that call. So where was we at? Fuck, I'm so forgetful.
Oh dear. Yeah, so this chick called Christine. So I had a crush on her for this like from the midterm holiday to had a crush on her from okay, I had a crush on her. So we go for April holidays. We go for April holidays and then when we go for holidays. My sister came to me and asked me, like, who's your crush these days? And I was like, I'm not telling her. And he say, I don't have anyone that I'm crushing on recently. So sorry, I told her. And she told me, you don't even have a crush on Christian. I was like, what? What? I was like, no. I said no, and she said, well, then Christian has a crush on you. What? Let me tell you all something. If you have a crush on someone, you can't believe they have a crush on you. I swear to you, it is very hard. Okay, on your first time, it is very hard to believe that someone has a crush on you. When you have a crush on them, oh no.
Huh, like what? So apparently she had a crush on me. So she tells me and I'm like, what? Are you serious? And then I tell her, okay, I have a crush on Kristen. And then I tell her, do not tell anyone who. It's like she didn't hear that part because when we got to school, it didn't even take time. Like we got to school on like Thursday. And then on Saturday, some girls came and surrounded me. This was my sister's best friend, Kristen's cousin, and some other girls. So they surrounded me and they're like, do you like Kristen? This was Saturday night. On Saturday night, we used to go watch something. It was entertainment time. So we used to go watch something. A movie, maybe comedy, just something. We should just go with something. So like before then, we'd eat our dinner. So after that, after eating, when I was washing my hands, this girl's coming to around me and they're like, do you like Chris? And I'm like, what? No. No, no. I told my sister not to tell on me. She fucking told on me. Don't trust your sisters when you're in love. Okay, she told them. So, like I said, no in the first place. And then my sister's best friend said, I'll tell on you if you don't tell us the truth. I was like, okay. I like her. And she kind of like. This was our first contact, so she hugged me, and then she went to the girls, and then they went. I was like, I was left smiling, like in my country, okay, not to everyone, but like hugs are losing their meaning. But then, oh God, I'm telling you, hugs had value, like a value of a hug. Oof. How good you'd feel when someone hugs you. Oh, what? She just hugged me. Remember there was also a time I was hugged by, okay, we were eating pork and then Muslims were in our school, so you know Muslims don't eat pork. So to this Muslim girl, she was cute as fuck. She was pretty. But she was in high school. I was in primary school, and she was in high school. So, she comes and hugs me. We used to just say hi. Just we used to. I used to know a lot of high school girls, so we used to just say hi. But then she hugged me. I'm telling you, I felt it. Oh God, hugs used to have values. These days, it's 2020.
It's what's the date? I don't care. Okay, it's 2nd December 2020, and hugs have lost value in my country. They have lesser value than they used to have. Okay, so she hugs me. Christine, let's go back to Christine. Christine hugs me and she goes off with the girls. So I'm excited, I'm smiling. I go pee, I swam. So I get back to entertainment, and then it's Sunday. The next thing you know, it's Monday. We used to sit in the same row, but on different. Oh God, what? On different columns. She used to sit in the same row, but on different columns. So she was passing a note. So that note passes through, like, I used to sit on the other end of the column, the row. So she passes it from where she's seated to my place, and it's like five people there. One of them was her best friend, then my best friend, then someone else, then me. That's how we were basically arranged by the class teacher. So the first note she ever wrote to me, y'all, I was, mind you, I was in fourth grade. The first question, y'all, when are we having kids? Like, what? We're fucking kids. How do we fucking have kids? We are kids. How do we have kids and we're kids? What? Okay, I didn't ask myself that. I was just, you know that being excited that at least somebody loves you and you love them. Okay, it's not, it wasn't love. It was just attracted to each other. And then the next note was asking me, when will we have sex? What? Oh shit. I'm telling you, I didn't even know where. I didn't even know what. I didn't know anything. Like, literally, I literally had no knowledge about anything, like zero. I was like, when we grow up, when we grow up. And like, I don't remember the other notes properly. But then, that was Monday. On Wednesday, she went to the teacher so that she could call home and talk to the mom. So like, she wasn't in class. I used to stay with, I used to sit with her. I used to sit with her during the night prep. So I'd sit with her and we'd chill and we'd talk about stuff. But then she wasn't there. So like, her best friend and my best friend, they sat down and decided to lie to me. So they told me, Christian has gone to set you up. And on Tuesday, she wrote me a love letter so that Wednesday night I was writing her love letter. So when they lied to me, they told me she's setting me up. I cried. I'm telling you, I cried. I tore the love letter and I cried. I was like, why would she do this to me? I believed them. I fucking believed. And then she comes back to class and I tell her what. Like, but calmly, I tell her what they told me, and she's like, no, I was just talking to my mom. I tore the letters, I threw them in the dustbin. What? Oh, God. Yeah, so that happened. So, my best friend ever sang us a song. Imagine my. Oh, I'm not going to tell you my name. But we was a perfect match. Like, we was a perfect match. So we time we get to the third term, the third sem. It's not called semester, this is primary school. It's called term, the third term, to get to the third term. And then on the third term, she starts writing our wedding. This was on a Friday. She starts planning our wedding. I'm like, maybe she's planning for the future, right? And she tells me our wedding, this was Friday night. Friday was the best night in my school because Saturday was the coolest day. But then, okay, she's planning all this stuff and she tells me it will be tomorrow. So the teacher, some teacher called Mrs. Alice, finds all that she had written. And then on Saturday, we used to go to class in the morning before we get a free day. So we're all freaked out and I'm begging for her to forgive us in my heart though, because I never saw her when she realized all this. I was scared, but I was like, you know, my dad ever asked me, who's your girlfriend? And I told him, I was scared, I didn't know what to tell him. I was like, okay, in my country, most of the people, their dads don't, their parents don't allow them at young stages to have girlfriends. So I told him I don't have a girlfriend. I didn't know what his reaction would be. He was like, you should have a girlfriend, come on. And I told her, Christian is my girlfriend. So he was excited, right? So this gave me confidence. So when, even if this case, this wedding case got to my dad, nothing would happen to me. Okay, maybe something would happen to Christine, and maybe that's why I was scared, but like I wasn't scared on my side because my dad would actually do nothing. He'd be like, this is the normal thing. Like, people grow, people love. So teachers didn't allow you to be boyfriend and girlfriend in the fourth grade. So like, but she forgave us, and that was that. So like, when we went to the fifth grade, this, okay, my best friend was determined by who is Christine's desk mate. And our teachers used to arrange the class, boy, girl, boy, girl. So everyone would sit. Like, if you're seated next to a girl, the girl is seated next to a boy. If that column has three rows, and that's like that. Yeah, so there was this guy called Joseph. He was all around my girl. So like, I think he came to be, okay, he became my best friend. Like, he was like, we loved each other because he was just the best friend, you know. But then there's a time they were playing games in class with my girlfriend. Why? I was a little jealous. I don't know why I get a little jealous, but then I was, and that was that. But then he became my best friend, and through it all, so there was this time in the fifth grade, I was crying. I swear to you, I was crying because of nothing. I swear. And then Christian comes to me and she's like, why are you crying? I'm like, people hate me. People in this world hate me. Oh, what? People hate you. She didn't laugh. I'm the one laughing because that was shit. And she's like, people don't hate you. Even if they hate you, I love you. Ooh. That's the sweetest thing you can say to someone. Even if people hate you, I love you. Yeah.
She said that to me, and I felt it. And then in fifth grade, we were left in class during break time. We were left in class, everyone went. People used to take tea, so people went to take their tea. So we were left in class, and she kissed me on the cheek. And I'm telling you, this was level up. This was. It felt like third base. It wasn't. But it felt like third base, you know? So there was this time in fourth grade, I forgot about this. First, in the first instance, the electricity, there was a blackout. So the blackout was for about 20 minutes. I used to sit next to whoever my best friend is. So whoever my best friend was at the time, I sat next to them. And then he sat next to Kristen. So like we switched positions and the light went out. And then Kristen hugged me and kissed me. She hugged me and did what? Yeah, you heard me right. You heard me right. She hugged and kissed me. Yes, right. Yes, right. Me. Yeah, me. Not you. It's me. She kissed me. I really wish she kisses me. No. That's what I was like then. Our positions in terms of in our class used to be like 30. So Christian would be at the ninth position, would be at the fourth position. Those were constant positions. So when we started dating or whatever that was, we started dating. We started focusing on each other more, less in class. Like I'd focus on how bad I feel she's sitting with another guy. And not listen to the teacher explain whatever he was explaining. So our positions dropped, and I was at the 13th position. She was like at the 19th position, and it wasn't even bad for us, 'cause like we dropped together. You know how magical that is. You don't know. Like, it's not even painful, like, you guys. It's like a failure, right? So, like, how the teacher mentioned our names together and said, you dropped. Ooh. You don't know. You don't know how good it feels. Like, I even know my signature. Part of my signature was her signature. We was girls, we was what y'all want, we was defining love, you know. Y'all don't get it. So in the sixth grade, I don't know what happened, but this girl was just, she was just amazing. She used to tell people, I didn't tell her to do that, but she used to tell people that during the holidays we met and he took her out to this food court. I didn't take her, but then, like, we never even met. There was no chance we'd meet. We only spoke on phone a little, but then, that was, wow. And the thing is, I used to be in bed. And then she used to be in bed. I know. But we didn't know, like, she didn't IP'd in bed. No one knew. No one, like, none of the girls knew IP'd in bed. But there's a girl who came to tell me that Christian pees in bed, and I was like, I don't fucking care. In my brain, though,
It's like, oh, she pees in my brain. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I pee in bed. You don't fucking know. You don't know what I do. But then eventually I stopped. But then Christian was amazing. So in the sixth grade, there was this guy, he was called Benson. Benson started becoming my best friend. Why? Why do you think that is? Yeah, exactly. Because he was Christian's desk mate. So we're being taught how telegrams used to be written. Not, was it telegram? Yeah, telegrams used to be written. Nowadays, telegram is an app. So we're taught how telegrams used to be written and how they used to be sent and how they were charged. So this guy in my class writes my girlfriend a fucking telegram. What? What is wrong? You can get it. What do you want? You can get it. I was so small though. This guy writes her a telegram, and I don't know if she read it, but I think we had a pretty rough time then. So like in class six also, after the rough, not after, during the rough time, we were left in class together. We hadn't completed the English assignment, and after break time was the English lesson, and our teacher used to be strict. He didn't like not finishing assignments, and the teacher starts. He didn't just like it, and it, ne neither did she. So we were left in class to complete our assignment. So nothing happened. Like we did. I looked at her, but she didn't look back at me. That's when you know this matter is a black matter. No, not her, as in whatever the issue was. This is black. This is no white premises. This is black. Yeah, so people came back to class and life went on. So in sixth grade, we went to, what is it called? On sixth grade, we went for our holidays after second term, the holidays after second term. So we went for holidays, and then, oh no, she didn't come back. I was hoping deep down in my heart she comes back. She went to some other school. Some other school in the city where we used to live. But then we had no way of communicating because her mom took her phone away and her mom was strict. So like we had no communication, and that's how she went. I remember we closed school on 6th August. Oh God, I miss her. I thought about her a lot. Yeah, episode 3 is coming. Episode 3 is not a love story, it is a story about. I will tell you then. And before I go, if anyone ever finds Christine, contact me on my DM me on my IG or on my email. My name is Anonymous, is me hiding. Yeah, contact me there. Yeah, thank you. Okay, we'll talk about episode 3 when episode 3 is coming. On episode 3, should I say previously on Anonymously Me?